wish to love God because God first loved us. How do we show we love God? Maybe in the future, you get your first formal job and you get your first check. When you get first check, of course, you want to treat your parents to go to a very, very good restaurant. You might treat your friends, your good friends, because I got my first check. Of course, you might offer half of that check into the offering box. At least one tenth. From that on, you make a resolution. Whenever I got my paycheck, I will offer my tithe. That is a very good beginning. Later on, you got a promotion, even you run your own business, you earn the money. Whenever the church needs, you are willing to offer money. There's a construction project. You donate money. Besides that, because God so loves you, you also want to love God. So you offer your time to do the holy work in the church. So you feel, yes, I love God. Because God so loves me, so I repay. But you know what? God might want beyond that. Usually we do our own way. Usually we think, I'm doing the right way. I'm walking in the right way. I'm doing the right things. But who is the judge? You are doing right or wrong. You are doing enough or not. That depends on God, depends on Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say, Lord, I love you, I do this, I do that, usually we do in our own will. We need to ask God, what do you want? Let's turn to Mark chapter 12. When people came to Jesus, Jesus usually asked them, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? But usually we do our own way to Jesus. Have we ever been asked Jesus, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? We need to go back to the Bible to find out what is Lord Jesus really want us to do. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Verse 28. Then one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? 29. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. 30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That is the first commandment. Here, Lord Jesus mentioned the first commandment of all. It also means the greatest commandment of all. The most important commandment of all. The Jewish rabbis had counted 613 individual regulations in the law. 613 regulations in the law. And they try to differentiate between great and the little. So which one is the greatest one? Even they try to summarize them, because think about it, 613 regulations. So they also try to summarize it. So here, what God wants us to do is beyond what we give or offer to Him in our understanding or in our concept. It's beyond of that. God wants us love Him with all our heart, with all our understanding, with all our soul, with all our strength. First, let's review what did Jesus say about God's love. What are the God's love? Let's turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 16. Gospel John chapter 3 verse 16. 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here, this is the love of God. God so loved the world. The world represents the human, every one of us. God so loved us, so He gave us His begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. So this is when we mention His begotten Son, that means Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed for us on the cross. So this is a kind of love of sacrifice. So we should not perish but have everlasting life. So this is the precious gift, the wonderful gift, the wonderful love. This is the everlasting gift. We will receive the eternity. And this is the universal love. As long as you believe, this is on the important condition. As long as you believe, you will receive the eternity. So this is the even only one requirement. But without the grace of God, so many people, they cannot overcome this only one item. Just like the time of Jesus. The priest, the Levite, the teachers, they heard the message, they saw the miracles, but they hardened their heart. They keep rejecting Lord Jesus. So this is the first, God loved the world. The second one, God cared for us. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. Therefore I say to you,
Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, that you will put on is not the life more than food, and the body more than clothing. 26. Look at the birds on the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? 27. Which of you, by worry, can add one cubit of his stature? 28. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. 29. And yet I say to you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. 30. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, or you of little faith? Here, Lord Jesus mentioned that God will take care for us. The life is more important. The body is more important than the clothing, the food. The life is more important than the body. God will take care of us. So as long as we do our duty, we trust in Him 100%. The question is, do we do our duty? That is the key issue. We don't need to worry. Does God care of me? Does God can do this, can do that? We just ask ourselves, do I do my duty? If we do our duty, we can 100% trust in God. Because the Almighty God, He takes care of us. Number 3. God loves even those who hate Him. God loves even those who hate Him. Lord Jesus has mentioned, the sunshine will give the good one also the evil one. The rain will give the good one also the evil one. This is the universal love for everyone. Even the evildoer, they receive the sunshine, they receive the rain. Some of us, once we are the enemy of God, because we don't know the teachings of God. Sometimes, even we know, but for some reason, even on purposely, we disobey the teachings of Bible. At that time, we became the enemy of God. But we know what? God still loves us. God still provides us, our parents, our family, our friends, our brothers and sisters. God used many ways to bring us back. So, number 4, God seek the lost one. God seek the lost one. Once we were lost, but now we are found. This is the love of God. All of this kind of love is continually. So, after we review
the love of God, now we go back the first commandment of all. How do we love God? That's beyond what we offer to God. That's beyond the money. That's beyond our time. That's beyond our image. The first, we should love God with our heart. Our heart. Money cannot compare our heart. What we have done for Jesus cannot compare our heart. What does God want? Our heart. So what's the meaning? Love God with all our heart. Number one, we should trust in the Lord. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. 6. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.
三个,
God so loves us. So most of us, we are so good, no matter in our school work or in our job, we are doing good, and we have knowledge, we have ability. But how do we show we love God with all our heart? Here, man, trust in the Lord with all your heart. God so loved us, so He gives us the free will. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge, understanding. So we are not robots. We have free will. We can decide what to do. We can decide go this way or go that way. For this reason, what God wants us, what does God want? Our heart. We show our respect to Him. Yes. We do the decision. But before we make the decision, we need to pray to God. We need to ask God. We invite Him to our prayer. Not just we plan everything and ask God, endorse it. No, in our praying, before our prayer, we respect to God. Invite Him to our plan, to our life. Let's trust in the Lord. Number two, we keep God's commandments. We keep God's commandments. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4. He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and here say, our heart retain God's words. So how do we love God with all our heart? We keep God's commandments. How could we keep God's commandments? First, we should love God's teachings.
How could we love
God's teachings?
We need return to God, draw near to God, offer our heart to God.
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26.
26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. Here, this is what God wants. Our heart. Give me your heart. We want to return to God. When we want to draw near to God,
our heart
belongs to God. And then our eyes will observe God's ways.
We will
delight
God's words. Number three. We seek God. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Search for me with all your heart. We seek and we will find. When we say we love God with all our heart, we need to search God, and then we can return to God. So when we search God, we will find God. So in our daily life, if we love God with all our heart, and God is everywhere. Some people will say God is nowhere. God is nowhere. But we will say God is now here. Because we love God with all our heart. We seek God and we will find it. We will find God. So, how wonderful. If I want you to do something for me, usually for my own benefit. But we look at God. When God wants us to do something, who gets the benefit? In the end, we get the benefit. So do you want to do according to God's will? Yes. What does God want? He wants us to love Him with all our heart. Number four. When we say we love God with all our heart, we examine our daily life. And we make repentance in front of Him. Let's turn to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. 13. So rend your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and He relents
from doing harm. So
our God is so wonderful. He usually gives us the very clear way, the very clearly. As long as you want, you know how to do it.
Here in verse 13,
grant your heart, not your garment. Sometimes we do many things in God's eyesight. You're just a busybody. God does not appreciate. Don't use your own way. Use God's way. Have a sincere repentance in front of God. So if we show this kind of love to God, for sure, God loves us. God will provide us. God will give us strength. God will forgive us. That's why we should be a faithful servant. When we say, God, I love you. I love you with all my heart. And then that means we tell us, I want to be a faithful servant. What's the meaning, faithful servant? The servant is a special term for Jesus. So learn from Jesus what is the faithful servant. Here I mention one verse for our reference. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the law, not to men. This is the faithful servant. No matter in front of men, behind of the men, we do the same thing. Because we are not just do for people. We do for our God. This is a faithful servant. This is a very good attitude. No matter where you go. In your family life, do the same. In your school, in your working place, in the church, I am a faithful servant. I do my job for God, not just for man. So you don't worry. When I do the good things, does my boss know? Does my parents know? It's not necessary. You do everything. Have a clear heart. You do everything in a very simple mind. Because we are a faithful servant. So this is how do we show we love God with all our heart. Number one, trust in the Lord. Number two, keep God's commandments. Number three, seek God. Number four, repent. Number five, be a faithful servant. Even it might not be easy to reach the utmost goal. Love God with all our heart, with all our understanding, with all our soul, with all our strength. But by God's grace, yes, we can make it.
This is one of the purpose we are here. Examine ourselves
again
and make the right resolution again and ask for the wisdom, ask for the strength. We can make it. Love God totality. We do the first commandment of all. We do the greatest commandment of all. We do the most important commandment of all.
Now, please come forward to pray.
In our prayer,
let's pray for our truth seeker friend, Daniel.
He has an eye disease, so pray for him.
There's a brother, Ray Chow.
He's a Bone Pastor's brother. He just gone through the spine surgery.
Now is in the recovery.
We pray for him.
We also pray for Sister Susan Lin in San Jose Church.
She also has eye problem. May God strengthen their faith. May God show His mercy on them.
Let's come forward to pray.